session number 30034, Real Ace.
Not too good.
He's one they say he invented flames. Oh, very. Rutzler, Charlie Rutzler.
Okay, he's a sergeant.
Yeah.
And he bellied a jug in, and the jug hit the bank of a ditch, and it snapped his neck. He was a local.
Frank McCord.
And Frank was a very nice man, and somehow he and his wife didn't hit it off, and he blew his brains out.
Daryl McMahon, what does that mean?
Daryl McMahon, I don't know.
Somebody called Ball. George Butler. Burton Blodgett. Joe Egan, we've dealt with. John Farringer.
John Farringer lives over, down by Hoover Dam. I can't remember the name of the town, but it's just outside of Las Vegas.
You mentioned him before.
He retired from the Air Force as a colonel.
Joe Eckard.
Joe Eckard, I think Joe's still alive.
James Dewar, these are names that mean nothing to me. Herman King.
King? No.
Philip Kuhn.
Philip Kuhn is dead. I wrote to his wife. He's been dead probably 10 or 12 years.
Thomas Queen.
Thomas Queen lives down in Southern California. I tried to get Tom to come to this thing that he did. He is a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel.
Walter Chabot.
Don't know
it. Vernon Smith.
No.
And Eugene Timoney.
Timoney. Timoney died last year.
And
he was my favorite wingman.
Right.
Ineffective.
What, Bob Lamb?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then Egan. Then you. You were CO till the 20th of January, officially.
Yeah.
And,
I said the 19th.
And Congo was there for 2 months.
Yeah.
And Bostock took over in March.
There were a great number of Germans, and we were, as I recall, we were the last ones to see them, and we picked them up coming out, and that's where we got most of our aircraft. They were really working the bombers over. Don't believe that there were
you
that many going in.
You caught that lot, because you caught a lot at once, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
And that was coming out.
Yes, coming out. And you're really taking me back. Everybody. It seemed as though the other two squadrons were heavily engaged. My own squadron was being led by Cy Burke, and we hardly became engaged at all. And as I told you, I broke formation to get the ME-109s who had just killed Arthur Sugas. That was the only thing. I could hear this air battle going on, and my leader was Cy Burke, and we just flat stayed out of it, that particular flight. The other flights, we had pretty much lost them.
You were high above the bombers?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And by the time we came out, we were past the bombers. I'm speaking only of that one flight that I was with. We were past the bombers and just cruising home was really all it was. You could see aircraft off in the distance. Some of it was ours, some of it was theirs. And the two ME-109s that came in front of us with their belly to us, which meant that they obviously did not see us, were so close that they risked running into us. Their vision was not very good either.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really all I can talk about.
That's okay. I just wanted to
yeah.
details. Because I don't think we